This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news. If you haven't heard, Ronel Blanco returning to Houston from Tampa in order to be seen by team doctors for what is being described as elbow soreness.
You heard us right.
So, yeah, I feel like that's one of the answers that might come up in the question of the day here. 713-572-4610. What should be banned, sports or otherwise? Because I know a lot of people would be like, injuries.
Elbow injuries.
Particularly of the elbow sort.
Yeah.
Right? That would be very helpful. If you could do that. But yeah, man, this is inspired by the Tush Push, which we actually got news right as we went to break there. I saw this at least per Diana Russini. The Packers' proposal to ban the Tush Push did not receive the required 75% support from the NFL's owners to pass. So it remains available in the 2025 season.
For now, they're going to go to a, quote, privileged session with only owners. So maybe it'll continue. I don't know how that's going to play out.
Yeah, but at this point, I think that's one of the interesting parts about this is that it's clear that the team or the team owners and the league office want this to be done, which we probably should have seen. I think I heard this described this way, and I was like, oh, this is a very good point, by the idea that it was the Packers that brought this up. I've seen mm-hmm. people kind of want to see the Packers get beat up, and I wonder if they were just a useful tool here, because if it is the Packers that bring this up, who is the owner that you then point to as the owner who is being the crybaby here? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's mm-hmm. a publicly traded team, right? So
I guess the president does the voting there?
I guess so, is the decision-making factor mm-hmm. there. But, yeah, the point being, like, this might have been an overall, I guess, a plurality of those mm-hmm. team owners trying to get together and see if they could find the best situation to maybe get themselves across the line. Maybe Jason Kelce going to Congress. And stumping in his lobbyist way in order to keep the Tush Push alive. Ultimately did that, but there you go. The Tush Push still alive. And in that honor, something got to get banned today, so let's do it. What are you banning here, John Lopez?
And we're saying sports and otherwise.
Yeah,
sports, I'm trying to think of a good sports one. There's a lot that come to mind.
Oh, I mean, I have one that I stump for all the time that I know people dislike, but I don't care because I believe in it very strongly, that we should ban the draft. I think we should abolish the draft.
Okay,
I don't believe in it. I think that it's unfair practice when you talk about acquisition of talent into any situation, particularly if you want to clamor for some level of free market. The idea that you're taking people coming in and forcing them into these very, very narrow spaces. This is how you end up in places where People get mad at the Mannings for dictating where Eli goes, whatever. It's because it's inherently unfair, but we just kind of deal with it because it's what it's always been.
Yeah,
I think that there are ways, and we see in various other sports, like other ways to acquire fresh talent that I think could be a level of fair, mm-hmm. but also require teams to actually be competent. Like, I really hate this notion that that team is bad, so we need to give them talent. No, they're bad because they're incompetent a lot of times, and we're just like, hey, let's filter the best talent that we have coming into this league into this incompetence and hope that leads to better results. And you can look at some of these teams where it does. We can also look to a lot of these teams where they just ruin really good players and they mm-hmm. continue to flounder in their incompetence and run away with their big old checks. No, stop doing it. Make them be competent.
No, I'm with you on that. I was thinking more run of play stuff.
Oh, sorry.
But no, that's a good one. But the other thing is, like, non-sports, I was surprised at how much grief I got for my one thing that should be banned. If there are people on an elevator, all right, and the doors start to close, you should not be allowed to stick your arm or foot between the doors to reopen the door.
Boo.
There's another elevator coming.
Boo.
There's another, and you're everybody on that elevator is going to judge you. They're going to be, they're going to roll their eyes. They're going to go, oh, Lord.
It's funny too, because for us, like making it localized mm-hmm. a little bit, we on the 19th floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always the people that always stick their hand in last minute.
12.
Only going to 12.
Yeah, you say only 12. Like, yeah. Well, why don't you take the stairs?
No, that's what I said. But like, no.
But
like,
they're going to slow you down.
Exactly.
See, Figgy, so you're with me. You're
by how much?
Figgy is a real one.
I don't think it's.
By how much?
I don't think it should be banned.
How much of an inconvenience are you actually having here?
It is a little frustrating because sometimes you jump in there. And then you got like three or four people that jump right in after you, and all of them go to 12, 13, 14.
And everyone is judging you.
And then you got like two more people that stick their hand in going to 12. Yep. It's just like, dang. I'm about to be on here all day.
Man, that extra 2 minutes that it took you to get to the floor was really going to kill you.
You're darn right. I also, I don't know where this came from. It just popped into my head. I didn't see any today. I hate when I'm driving along and I see a truck with those nuts under it. That's stupid. What are you trying to do? Yeah. What are you trying to prove?
I do love that whenever something like this comes up, our driving culture, particularly here in Houston, pops up because everybody, I've seen so many people like, you know, going slow in the left lane. I feel like this isn't a ban per se, but if somehow to figure out a way to get everybody in the zipper method.
Yes. It's not hard.
We just need to, can we all focus on what we're supposed
Somebody's
to be doing
Somebody's going
together.
52 miles an hour on the left lane of 59.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And see, the thing is, like, if you know if you're going slow. Mm-hmm. If you see, sometimes I'll be going 70 in the left lane, which I think that's a little fast.
Yeah.
But somebody might be going 80. And if I see them behind me, zooming, I just move to the right and let them go head on and then get back in the left.
Mm-hmm. All right, how do you feel about this one that came in here? Because obviously this is going to trend a little bit more towards sports in our sports listening audience here from the 281. They said they're banning local sports blackouts. Obviously, paying for something, want to be able to watch it, so on and so forth.
How many of those are there anymore?
I mean, there ends up being a lot of them, mm-hmm. especially with all of these exclusive broadcasts that end up either national TV or mm-hmm. on these apps, right? Like, let's say the Astros are playing on a Friday night and they have the Apple mm-hmm. TV broadcast. There's a chance that they might not have that Space City Home Network broadcast that you have, that you're typically available mm-hmm. to, but you're not privy to the Apple TV, and now you can't watch a team because baseball is trying to make more money on this additional, you know, exclusive rights property. Like, how do you feel about that? Because I think to some degree, you want the sport to grow. You want them to have more money available, especially if that's ultimately filters to the players. But at the same time, as a product, I want to be able to see it and not have to, like, have a listing to see mm-hmm. wherever a game is at any given time.
Yeah, some things I want to kind of ban a little bit, man. This one is a little smaller, but mint chocolate, we could ban that.
Mint chocolate?
Yeah.
That's very specific.
Yeah, like, I don't need that type of chocolate. And it seemed like they tried to make mint chocolate out of everything, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need it. That could go. This one right here, it really bothers me, especially when I'm going to an event or a concert. The $8 bottle of water.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. What are y'all doing, man? And mm-hmm. this ain't even like the bougie water. It be like these concerts be trying to sell Aquafina for $8. Mm-hmm. It's like, dog, y'all getting over. y'all clearly getting over.
You just said price gouging. All price gouging.
Yes,
get that out of here.
Yes.
You just gave me, I don't know why you made me think of this. This might be my number one. pumpkin spice anything.
You being a hater.
Before November 1st.
You being a real hater.
Anything, any pumpkin spice, anything before November 1st.
Why?
Banned. Because it's stupid. That's why. It's stupid.
You don't have to, they're not making you drink it.
Well, no, but it's just irritating. I don't want to be irritated.
How? They put
pumpkin spice in September?
So? So let the people enjoy it. You know, they get it. Nutmeg and whatever. What else is in the pump? I know it's nutmeg and it's like that type of, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
All spice, whatever. Hey, let them have that, man.
Speaking of irritating, back to these concerts, man. I think they should ban tall people from sitting up in the front, standing up in the
all
front.
All right, see.
Come on, you ain't tall, so you ain't got to worry about this one. Yeah. You in the 5 foot club.
You're a real hater. Right? That's real nasty.
But nah, man, I hate seeing it. Be some tall, it be some 6 foot five people in the front, like in the front of all, like a standing only concert.
How about
like,
this?
Oh. Now, I feel like
that's irritating, man.
The thing that mentioned the idea of like being in cowboy hats and games, and I'm like, all right, that might be it. Like, I can't change how tall I am. But if you out here adding extra 5'11"? Stuff. Right? No, 6'1". Now, if y'all going to do this, I'm going up. The other way. I'm going up. Y'all, this is my villain origin story. I'm actually 6'5". But yeah, the things that make the you know, sightline obscures that are unnecessary. Because look, I get it. You want to wear your cowboy hat. However, you got to consider the circumstance. Mm-hmm. These seats are not made for you to have your 10-gallon hat on, brother.
And see, I'm not even talking about the game part where at the seats and stuff like that. Because if that's your seat, that's your seat. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the standing only concerts.
Yeah,
you go there and it be the tallest people trying to get up to the front.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on, man.
I've got one related to that, and this might be the old guy in me, but it might not.
Here come the old guy.
It might not. I think I remember Figgy saying something along these lines. Concerts starting after 8:30 p.m. or 9. Let's go 9 p.m. But what was that concert you were? They said they started at 10:30 or something?
Yeah, yeah. I went to support one of my homeboys, Dende. He had a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say he got on the stage super late,
especially,
man.
On a weekday.
Yeah, it was like a Thursday.
Remember, like, I went to Guns N' Roses last year, and I'm like, let's go.
Yeah. I actually think I agree with this.
Yeah, it's tough, man, especially if you're really trying to support somebody.
Oh, 8:30, I'm like, man,
I think I saw him perform two songs. I'm like, all right, let's dip.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm here. I got my video to prove it I was here.
And I don't think that starting this a little bit early hurts anybody, because, you know, maybe you're like, hey, I'm young, I'm trying to be out.
Mm-hmm.
You get out the concert a little early, now we can turn up, man. Yeah. Like, I feel like this, everybody wins if we can start this just
I wonder what's the theory behind starting so late.
They're doing
like
drugs.
These allegations that are being levied.
They're backstage getting high.
And even like to the more famous artists, I feel like they used to, because I remember I went to a Bone Thugs and Harmony concert and they started super late and we like, what's going on? Come to find out their flight was late.
Okay, well, we actually saw them.
So I think a lot of the times, a lot of these artists probably get there super late.
Mm-hmm.
So they be trying to have these openers hold it down until they get there.
Yeah.
Banning $50 haircuts.
I'm with that one.
Somebody
I'm
said
with that one.
People who leave 1 second on the microwave timer.
Oh, that's irritating. That's OCD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so how about the person that uses speakerphone in public?
Oh, yeah. Well, speakerphone. I don't mind the people talking to themselves. I've just gotten used to it. It used to bother me, but now everybody, so many people do it. I'm like, whatever, they're on the phone. But like the speakerphone, the actual speakerphone, yeah.
I think it depends, man, because sometimes I'll be listening to the conversation.
let me eavesdrop,
yeah,
please.
No, sometimes it'd be like, hey, I'm just walking in the office. Yeah, I got this paperwork. And you can tell they kind of scrambling. They trying to, like, I'm fine with that. But when if it's like a, hey, girl, yeah, girl, I ain't doing nothing. Just ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, girl, you can get your ass off the phone, man.
You're like, only on speakerphone if it's something important, yeah, or juicy. Like sometimes,
yeah, it's juicy, yes.
Like we see it up here all the time where you got these lawyers coming in scrambling and they're all like, yeah, I got to get to the court. So they, like, I understand that part.
Yeah.
But, and they don't be on the phone for long either.
Some other ones that came in. Somebody, I'm not reading that. Somebody said Christmas before Thanksgiving, just as a concept.
I think they like the stores and stuff.
I think, yeah. I agree with that, even though I very much try and be on the let people enjoy things. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, y'all are enjoying this way too long.
What about banning putting the tree up around like early November?
Yeah, all that. All that.
You want to ban that?
Yeah, wait
but
till
like
we get
pumpkin spice.
Wait till we get past Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how you going to ban how you got a problem with pumpkin spice?
He doesn't have a problem.
I don't.
With
yeah,
you
do,
don't
do,
have
do,
a
problem. But he does with the decoration.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That's called a hypocrite.
Well, no, because the Christmas, I got to deal thing. With. The pumpkin spice, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good with hearing Mariah Carey.
Pumpkin
but I'm not,
spice, November
I wanna hear
1st.
I want to hear Mariah Carey for three, well, that particular song for three months straight. Like, that's what I'm, that's
November
where I'm
1st, let's go. Anything before, as Seth would say, what did he say?
I don't want to say that anymore. I feel like there's been way
too
many
references. You
said
November 1st for Christmas?
No, for pumpkin spice.
Oh, okay.
You're good to go.
There have been way too many references to assassination on these airways today. All right, real quick before we go. Two sporting event things. Are you guys in on banning them? Kiss cam?
Nah, that's all right. That's fine. Okay. You can get some funny content out of that.
All right. Wave.
Oh, yeah. Ban the wave. Why are we just getting to this right now?
I actually am good with the wave. I don't participate, but hey man, the baby seemed to like it.
Do you do the one arm kind of like
No, I'm
just, do a little finger.
No, complete abstainer. However, do what you got to do, man. Like, go ahead and let the babies have fun. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Let's talk about some of the other proposals that were being viewed at the owners' league meetings there in Minnesota. We'll talk about that more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.